Okay, today, Ezra, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Becharos, and we're up to parak Beis, Mishnah Tes. So the Mishnah talks about if you have an animal that may be the first out of its mother's womb, but it doesn't fit all the qualities of a bechor. Yotzei dofet, meaning because it may be the first, there's firstborn and first out of the womb. Sometimes you have that which is firstborn, but it's not the first out of the womb because you had a yotzei dofet, you had a C-section. Sometimes you have the opposite. It's the first out of the womb, but it's not the firstborn because its older brother was a C-section. So yotzei dofet v'aba achrav, when you have one born with a C-section and the other one was born, in a regular birth. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Shneim Yiruat Shisav, they both graze until they develop a mum, because there might be Kedusha to either one of them. V'yochul b'mum on the Bailim, but the Kohen's not entitled to either one of them, and the Bailim could eat it when they have a mum. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Shneim in B'char, Rabbi Akiva says neither of them is a B'char, it's a Vadai that neither is a B'char. Harishon Mishum Sheinu Petarechem, the first one's not a B'char because it's not a Petarechem, Vashenu Mishum Shekedam Acher, and the second one's not a B'char because it's not a firstborn. And you need both qualities in order to be a B'char. Now we move on to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Halakech behema min anachri. If you buy a behema from a nachri, ven yodua im bikra v'im lo bikra. And you do not know if this animal had previously had any offspring. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, eiz bas shnasa vade lekohen. That if it's a goat who gave birth to a male within its first year, so then for sure that belongs to a kohen, because it definitely didn't give birth before that. Mikan ve'eloch safek. But if it gave birth after it already reached that age, then we're not sure. Then maybe it had a previous offspring. Rachel bashtayim vade lekohen. If the mother is a Rachel and it's within the first 2 years, then you know it's its first baby. Mikan ve'eloch safek. But anytime after that, we don't know. Paro v'chamar b'no shalosh vade lekohen. If it's a paro or a chamar, within the first 3 years, we know that it's a firstborn. Mikan ve'eloch safek. After that, it's a safek. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, ilu bevlad bilvad habehima nifteres hayikid varecha. If the animal's pater by virtue of the fact that it gave birth to a vlad, so then you'd be correct. But didn't we say that when it comes to a behema daka, even if it has some sort of discharge from the womb, that's already a simon that there is a vlad, and therefore the next offspring is not going to have a din of bechor? And if it's an amniotic sac comes out of a larger animal, that's a simon of a vlad. And for a woman, the placenta and the amniotic sac. I mean, the point is that the animal's not a bechor even if the previous pregnancy ended in miscarriage. So you may be able to prove from the age of the animal that it didn't yet have a previous offspring that made it to the end of pregnancy, but you will not be able to prove from the age of animal that it didn't have a previous miscarriage. If you know that it had previous offspring, Kohen gets nothing. And if you know that it did not have a previous offspring, the Kohen is certainly entitled. But if you don't know, so then you wait till it develops a mum, and the Bailim gets to keep it. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Behema Gasa Sheshafach Hararas Dam. If a Behema Gasa, like a cow, has a big clump of blood that comes out of it, harezu tikaver. You have to bury that clump of blood, v'niftara min habechora, and the next offspring that it has is not going to be a bechor, because we assume that that was a failed pregnancy that just happened. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Bey's Mishnah. In Perek Bey's Mishnah Tes, we had said that both a firstborn C-section and the nextborn regular birth, Rabbi Tarfon says, will graze until they develop a mum, and the Bailam eats it, so it has a suffic Kedushas Bechor. Rabbi Kiva says, no, they're both Vadai, not a Bechor, because in order to be a Bechor, you need to have both qualities, both being a firstborn and being a Petarechem. And then in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, we said that if you buy Behema from a Nachri, and you don't know if Bikra or Lo Bikra, so there, Rabbi Shmuel says, look at the age of the animal, and you're able to tell, based on the animal, based on the age, whether it had a previous offspring. Rabbi Kiva said, no, you can only tell based on the age whether it had a previous offspring. You cannot tell whether it had a previous pregnancy, and a previous pregnancy would be enough to make this one not a Bechor. So if you know that it was Bikra, the Kohen gets nothing. If you don't know that it was, if you know that it was not Bikra, the Kohen definitely gets the offspring. If you don't know, then you let it graze till it develops a mum, and the Bailim keeps it. Then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov just added that if you have a behema gasa that lets out a giant clump of blood, you bury it, and it's pater from Bechorah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.